It's Christmas.
Penguin Audio presents I'm Dreaming of a Black Christmas, written and read by Lewis Black. Fuck that. Introduction. The uplifting and heartfelt story of how this book came to be. No, your eyes are not deceiving you. This is a book about Christmas, or the holiday season, if you're deranged enough that you have to call it that. Written by your old friend, the essence of the Christmas spirit, Mr. Mirth himself, me. How did this come to pass? How did this glorious miracle occur? What star in the east was seen by yours truly that inspired him to write this book? Well, now, there's a story. Every memorable Christmas story has its beginnings in the yearnings of the heart. Not mine, of course, but somebody else's. I have naps to take, after all. In truth, dear listener, it wasn't my idea to subject you to my deepest, most personal feelings about this time of year. I know better than that. A while ago, I was having lunch with my editor, who over the breadbasket turned to me, his youthful eyes filled with hope, and asked, "Any thoughts on a new book?" Right, like I had been devoting all of my spare time to coming up with a concept for a book that would keep me chained to my desk for the next year, pining for a real life that was just outside my window. "Not a one," I replied happily. "Besides, I thought I'd brought book publishing to its knees with my last one. Ever since that book came out, your industry has been in a tailspin." "Really?" he asked. "I thought that was the recession and the shifting technological landscape." "Yes, he really does talk like that." "Did you cause those too? By the way, can I have your breadstick?" "No, I want it. Besides, nobody reads anymore. People have no time for that kind of stuff. What's important now is a constant flow of vital information that one can access instantaneously. You know, like who has a new blog, Christ, I hate that word, or a new sex tape for sale." "Are you sure you want that breadstick?" "For crying out loud. No one wants a whole book of thoughts or some fictional flight of fantasy. I continue as I crunch on a breadstick I don't want. People want things in real time. They want to know where to eat, to shop, to drink. They want it to be close. They want to know how to fucking get there. And if the phone would tell them who to fuck, they'd go and fuck them. And I mean that on all levels of the word. And they want to know right now. Not by chapter 7. It could be too late by then. For God's sake, there are Twitter books. How can that even be? But it is. We are getting to the point where authors won't even have to write. They'll install a chip in their heads, and then you can go to whoever gets the technology first, and then you can just listen to the book as the author thinks it. Talk to me again about a book when you have a chip installed in this. I punctuated my point by pounding my head, which actually quieted the voices. "Are you finished?" my editor asked quietly.
"You're the one who's finished."
"Did you hurt yourself?" he pressed on. "Do I need to call somebody?"
"What are you, a Boy Scout? No, I don't need anybody called."
"You insist on pounding your head like that. You're going to do damage. More damage than you've already done, I mean," he added.
"Never mind. It's like a pinball machine up there. I'm just whacking it to get it out of the tilt mode."
"I have an idea," he said.
"An idea? Are you kidding me? Seriously, ideas are the next thing to go. We are moving rapidly into a world of ideacons. They're like those stupid emoticons, only they pretend to express an idea. Just like you don't have to feel the emotion, pretty soon you won't have to be bothered by thinking either."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?